Last week, Lakehead University's Orillia campus hosted a Global Youth Summit, an event that encourages student engagement in world issues. The week-long event brought together 24 young leaders from 12 countries, including Botswana, Guyana, the Bahamas, Malta, Fiji, and Afghanistan, aiming to amplify youth voices on critical global issues. The summit, spearheaded by Gary Pluham, an assistant professor in the Faculty of Education at Lakehead University Downtown Campus, is the culmination of a 5-year research grant sponsored by the Social Sciences and Humanities Research Council of Canada. The event was organized in partnership with the Ontario Council for International Cooperation, OCIC, and the Commonwealth of Learning, as well as several departments within Lakehead University. The summit provided a platform for young participants to present on topics relevant to their cultures and pressing global challenges such as environmental sustainability, cultural identity, and social justice. The focus is to elevate youth voice on a global issue that matters to them, said Pluham. Among the presenters was Musta Akbari, originally from Afghanistan, who shared her experiences of cultural diversity and resilience. I wanted people to know that Afghanistan is more than just war and oppression, she said, emphasizing the rich cultural heritage and diverse identities within her country. Akbari highlighted how sharing poetry, traditional dresses, and stories from Afghanistan helped challenge stereotypes and build a nuanced understanding among her peers. The summit's cross-cultural environment fostered deep connections and mutual learning among participants, officials said. The nuances of culture we've been able to get a glimpse of is incredible, Pluham remarked. Attendees engaged in a variety of cultural experiences this week, including indigenous teachings from Chippewas of Rama First Nation Elder Mark Douglas, traditional drumming and dancing at the Georgian Bay Native Friendship Center, and snow tubing at Horseshoe Valley, an exciting first for many who had never seen snow before. For Tawana Sample from Guyana, the summit was an eye-opening journey. I learned about what would be considered a genocide happening to Sikhs in India and more about the plight of girls in Afghanistan, she shared. Sample also used her platform to address environmental sustainability issues in her country, emphasizing the need for global awareness and collaboration. The event was made possible through the support of local residents, who provided winter gear and hosted international participants in their homes. The community has really risen to lend a hand, Pluham noted, reflecting on the generosity shown by the community. Pluham's research on intercultural education formed the backbone of the summit's design. Culture matters in education, he explained, highlighting the importance of understanding cultural distinctions while also recognizing shared human experiences. Although initially planned as a one-time event under the current research grant, the overwhelming enthusiasm from participants has inspired hopes of making the Global Citizenship Summit a recurring initiative. Many of the young people have already asked, when do we do this again? Pluham revealed, hinting at potential future international events and initiatives.